Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today, peeps, we are discussing Fish in the Sky, Episode 2. This episode, I have to say, I am enjoying the series, although I really wish we didn't have the crude humor in it that is there, as well as some of the slapstick sound effects, which are really annoying. However, I enjoyed this episode because in this episode, Dune is troubled because of a character named Mean, who is a really nice character. I'm not sure why he dislikes him so much, except Dune is really annoying and rude and uncouth, and yeah, he doesn't appreciate what's right in front of him. There we go. And so that is Dune's problem. But basically in this episode, you find out why Dune ended up becoming a study buddy with Mean, who is a first-year student. Dune is a fourth-year student in college, and he should have graduated, but he flunked life skills class, and so he has to start over with year one students, which really annoys him to no end, but he decided that he was going to go in the first day of school and sit by the beautiful girl, but instead of sitting by the beautiful girl, someone else sat there first, and he ended up sitting by Mean, who is a first-year medical student and is studious, and so he's going, you know, I'm going to have Mean do all my homework, that way I can pass my class and graduate in my fifth year of college, so I don't end up staying here longer than that. So basically, in this episode, Mean does all the homework for Dune. Dune comes and picks him up to take care of the homework and then drops him off and rudely will not walk him home, which I don't know. I'm going, that's a big city to walk home alone in. But anyway, Mean's a very small person. But anyway, so that's kind of where we are with Dune and Mean. And then we move on to P and Mork. P decides he's going to become a cool person, so he has four people help him try to figure out his style, fashion. I'm not sure why these four people are considered experts, because all of them are clueless idiots. But you know, we all have our moments of denial. It's a nice river in Egypt. But anyway, they basically help him wear clothes that are maybe a little more popular. But basically, all he does is change from wearing his polo shirts to wearing a button-up white shirt and dress pants, which is kind of school code anyway, so I fail to see how this makes him cool. He also decides to wear contact lenses instead of glasses and swishes his hair to one side. I'm still not sure why this makes him cool. But anyway, the main thing that they decide to do is to have him remove his braces, which allows him to speak more clearly and supposedly appear more less geeky. He comes to school the first day dressed in the school code clothing and without braces and ends up falling on Mork, who I think Mork is the kid who keeps texting him for the past year and silently has a crush on him in the same way he has a crush on someone else. And Mork's kind of overcome by the fall and then gets on the little transit bus and leaves P there on the in the bus station area, and P is convinced that Mork is going to go flirt with the person he wants to be with, so he runs after him angrily yelling, and Mork's like, you know, I don't know, I think Mork's kind of like, this is crazy, I don't want to be with so-and-so. But anyway, P ends up having heat stroke, ending up passed out in a dining area of the schoolyard. Mork comes up, douses him with water, gets him a cool drink, and P is still mad at Mork. I still don't know why P is convinced that Mork wants to be with, again, his possible love interest, who he hasn't even asked out on a date. So I'm going, that's not your possible love interest even. That's just somebody who you might ask out on a date. But, you know, anyway, P's got some major issues that he just needs to resolve that he didn't get resolved in high school, and so he's trying to resolve them at college, and it's not going so well for him yet. But anyway, he basically comes to a semi-understanding with Mork because Mork did save him from heat stroke and got him a cool drink, so he can't hate him as bad as he wants to. He also then ends up texting his supposed friend who he's never met. And during that text, he suddenly realizes that maybe, just maybe, the person that he's texting, who is a medical student, might be Mork. And that's where this episode ends. I really am liking the series, not because it's about changing oneself, except maybe about changing one's opinions about people. It reminds me a lot of, like, the Pride and Prejudice scenario, where we think that someone's prideful and prejudiced, but at the end of the day, we find out that we actually have a lot more in common with them than we would maybe like to admit. And in the same way, I think this Fish in the Sky really isn't about what changing one's appearance, although I will say, you know, giving up the polo shirts was kind of a good plan, but, you know, it's really about seeing people differently than we might actually have thought they were. And I think that's what this whole series is going to be about, which I think is kind of a neat concept for a series about basically reevaluating your opinions about someone that you might be prejudiced toward just because of one snap decision you made, Blink by Malcolm Gladwell, if you will, that may or may not have been true. I mean, I think it's quite obvious to us as viewers that Mork does not have any interest in the person that P is trying to pursue, and actually also that P is trying to pursue someone who, yeah, that person might be a really cool person, but he really has nothing to go on except that the person helped him out in the rain with an umbrella. I mean, there's really better reasons to be with people in general. So that is my review of Fish in the Sky episode 2. You can watch this on YouTube. It is free and with English subtitles. And I think the English subbing is pretty good for this series. I'm not seeing anything that stands out as, wow, that's a really poor translation. I will try to drop that link in the description. And I'm sorry, peeps, my descriptions are lacking at the moment because Anna hasn't updated stuff and it's been kind of crazy. So there you go. But we will try to update those on both here and the Facebook page as well. So you can check it out there as too, as well as Instagram if you follow there. Check it at the round table. Bye.